Sue Soul Simmers.
Welcome to Speaking Simlish, where we talk about everything The Sims.
From the latest news to our favorite packs, we will deep dive into every way this game has shaped our lives. I'm Melissa, and I'm here with Amy, as usual.
I don't know why that just made me laugh. Like, as usual. Like, you're like, is this bitch again?
It's us, motherfuckers.
Oh, it's like me. You wanted there to be someone else here. Like, I'm with Amy, as usual.
Okay, I'll re-say that line.
No, I'm going to keep all of this in. I loved every second of it. It's exactly who we are.
We are so unhinged. Anyways, we're here today to do a quick little news flash. We're going to talk a little bit more about the cottage living new expansion that's coming out. We have some thoughts, including a little snippet that we recorded with Stassi during our interview with her. And then we're going to touch a little bit on the festival. So before we talk a little bit more about cottage living, let's hear what Stassi has to say.
I'm just recording to catch you out on something that I can blackmail you on later. It's not a big deal.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Love that so much. Thank you.
I'd be like the worst person to blackmail because I tell everyone my secrets. Like, you can't blackmail me. Everybody knows everything.
I love that. Open, honest book. Well, we're looking for your honest opinions on cottage living. So I think that works really well, right?
Okay. Controversial. I saw the trailer. I like almost cried because I was so excited because there was a rumor that this farm pack was going to come out last year. And I was all about that. And then I saw it was Eagle Lifestyle. And then I was not about that. I was like, what is this? And then I saw the trailer and everyone thought it was baby chicks when they were like, but it was like the worms and stuff. I was like, this, no. No, 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 this is not okay. But I ended up liking Eagle Lifestyle for the build, but like nothing about the gameplay, but cottage living, I saw that and I was like, I can milk a cow. Like that was what I took home. I can milk a cow and I can bunnies and sweaters.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that irks me. There are no horses. That is what irks me. Now, the rumor on the street is they're going to make a horse kit. That's the rumor I got excuse me, from other simmers. They're like, yeah, like they're considering just making the next kit an extension so you can play with horses, because one of the Sims gurus said is it's not horses are not part of the farm. It doesn't make sense. Now, what I said when I heard that was, what is this person talking about? They've clearly never been to a farm. That's all there are. There are horses. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the llamas.
Love the llamas.
I'm so excited for the llamas.
Yeah.
It's about time.
But I agree, but couldn't we have horses as well as llamas in this game?
Would you have taken horses over llamas?
I would have taken a horse over a llama.
Same. I would have as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I put out a fun, like, do you think, like, what do you think Sims 5 is going to be? Just because I want to, like, hear, like, people's brains. Most people said they want horses in this game. Like, they want horses in the base game. I know everyone's, you know, open world and horses is the theme I got.
So what I think would be a really cool idea, and, you know, Sims team, you can steal this from me. I won't even ask for royalties. But if we did a little bit of a, like, Wild West,
yes,
like, game pack, where you have the horses and then maybe another, like, old Western kind of town, I think that would be really cool. And it would give you, I'm going to be even more generous to them. Maybe you can only use the horses in this town.
Okay.
So that you don't have to worry about routing all the other worlds.
Do you remember trying to route horses in Bridgerton? What was it?
Bridgerton is the name of every town
ever on this podcast, Melissa. I forgot the name of the Strangerville town.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, no, because routing horses is impossible unless you, like, specifically build a world for them, at least in The Sims 3. So I would take that. I would take it 10 out of 10.
Yep, I would too.
That's how little faith I have in The Sims 4 gameplay.
Yep.
Speaking of gameplay, though, bring it back to cottage living. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing that you're liking gameplay-wise from the trailer so far?
I like the farmer's market. I was like, yeah, I as soon as I saw that, I was like, there was going to be a farmer's market. Like, they've already set the stage for that with all, like, you can do, what is it, like, the Sims Etsy. So that, I guess, as soon as I saw that, thank you, Plumsy. And I was like, there's for sure going to have a farmer's market. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to milk a cow. Like, I cannot stress this enough to you. As a city girl, I can, like, this is me living my country dream of, like, literally, like, cows. I'm excited for some of the build items. Now, I know it's just controversial because everyone is like, they're like, oh, they've just redid them with, like, different skins. Like, I get that to a point, but I'm a basic bitch and I'm excited.
I do think it's weird that they just released the country kitchen
kit. Yes.
And then the kitchen in this looks honestly exactly the same. I think that's very strange.
Yeah, people are saying this is either going to be the best expansion pack in The Sims or the worst.
I think they say that about every pack. I remember that rhetoric around Snowy Escape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eco Living was just trashed immediately, though. And pack, actually, I think because everyone was like, this is shit. When I played it, I was like, oh, I quite like this. But just, like, silently down here, like, hey, guys, I quite like this pack.
I really like the build buy items.
Yeah.
I think the town is cute.
I love the town. I play in there all the time.
I agree. The town and stuff is cute.
Like, yeah. I don't mind traveling to each place, especially now that we have rentals.
Yes.
Like, it'd be so cute to, like, rent a little cottage in cottage living and then, you know, live out my little cottage core dreams and then go back to Willow Creek and go back to my day job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And I love the little errand tool that they're apparently popping in.
Love it. I'm so excited for that. I loved the odd jobs that came with Island Living.
Yeah, are they glitched right now? Are they glitched for you? Mine, like, don't end unless I'm on that person. Like, have them actively selected. If I'm not actively on them, they won't come home.
I only play with one sim at a time.
Right.
So I wouldn't know.
And I really needed the money because in my legacy, you know, like, I've been having yard sales on, like, the day of Winterfest and things like that because they're real poor. So I need those on top. She will literally have the lights not
to have. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Your Sims are just, like, rifling through the snow looking for mushrooms to sell.
They really are, but it's been so much fun. Oh, I had them have, like, too many kids as well so that it stayed hard. So I'm definitely doing it to myself. But I would really love for the odd jobs. If anyone else is having that problem, let me know. Or if it's just me and I suck, also let me know, you know?
Well, if it's just you, then you definitely need to send a bug report to Maxis.
Yeah.
I should do that. You're right. I'll be a good Sims player and I'll do that.
Be warned, though, that process is a bitch.
I was going to say, who's ever won that process? Because I've emailed them. I'm still waiting. It's been 6 months.
What bug did you report?
So if you opened the fridge in one of my games, you went in the fridge. And it was like the $12,000 fridge. It, like, opened, and it was just like, they just, like, go in and then they'd come out with, like, what they had.
Did you place the fridge with move objects on, I wonder?
No.
Really?
I Googled it very quickly. What did we do for Google? And they're like, it's because you have move objects on and this object is not supposed to be there. So you need to move it. And I'm like, I didn't have it on. It's just literally against a wall. Weird. Nothing special. Or I had the oven that every time it caught fire, this happened in the same play. Like and I bought the one that it's not supposed to break or catch fire. Mm-hmm. No, every time caught fire and it was killing my Sims. But it was just constant. I'm like, no, no. And just, like, literally, like, throwing my laptop out the window. And I'm like, no, no, you can't die. You're the leader of this. I'm, like, shutting it off. I'm, like, having a hope and prayer that I got it. Because This Sim has almost died like six times, and she's the queen of my my legacy. And I'm like, I can't let this happen. You have way too much time left. So I'm literally just like, oh, okay, well, she's dying again by catching on fire, or she's dying of embarrassment, or she's some for how reason fell asleep in a pool. Okay, those are options.
I don't think there's anything more quintessential of speaking Simlish than starting with, "Hey, what do you think about this pack?" and ending with Sim death. So we actually loop around in a really beautiful way.
So looping back to cottage living, I think a cool death would be a cow falling on you.
Yeah.
You're
I
milking your cow and it like falls over. I'm a slut for death. I want more deaths in the game. I
that.
want more just, spontaneous. Oh my God, I can't believe that happened to my Sims. Like the vending machines. If
Yes.
they fall on your Sim and it'll kill them. Out of nowhere, your Sim just dies and you're like, okay. Game over, I guess.
So before we wrap this up, cottage living, just initial thoughts, reactions, what do you want to leave it on?
Okay, I absolutely love it. This is the first expansion pack I'm going to buy at full price. And
Wow.
it's not because you get the three free items, because if you get it, if you buy before September, no, I was like, I want this pack. I need this pack. My birthday's in August, so I asked my fiance, I'm like, "You're buying me a Sims pack for my birthday?" He's like, "Oh, okay." I was like, he's like, "Is it gonna be on sale?" And I'm like, "No, it's full price, baby, because I'm worth
Oh,
it."
yeah.
No, I'm excited. I'm actually considering doing a let's play with it.
You
My first ever
should.
let's play.
How exciting.
I know, I'm very excited.
Yeah, I think definitely when I get paid next, I'm gonna just go ahead and pre-order it.
Yeah.
I've never pre-ordered a pack.
I used to pre-order in The Sims 3 days.
Yes,
Okay.
that was getting a physical copy.
Also, I want to get it for the podcast. I did buy Dream Home Decorator specifically because we're going to talk about it on the pod. I am excited to play Cottage Living, though.
I'm excited about Cottage Living. The new game pack, the decor one, I'm waiting for that to go on sale.
Yeah, definitely wait.
Yeah, I heard it's like it's so great, and then the career is boring after the second time you play, is what I've read everywhere. And what
I'm
I've
sorry. Game pack is for gameplay.
Yep.
There's no gameplay. We already talked about this. I'm not gonna rant
No, I know.
again.
We've already talked. We're not gonna beat a dead horse.
I can see Amy being like, Melissa, we know. We know how you feel.
We know. If Melissa has an opinion, we know
Melissa, we know you hate everything. You can be
Yes.
quiet.
You wake up and you hate.
True. I'm like a chihuahua.
My God. Oh
Just
my God.
full of demonic hate.
Tiny rage.
Tiny
Tiny rage.
rage. But I feel like if like that's what you are if you're tiny, you're like very like
Yes.
crazy.
The closer to the ground you are, the closer to hell.
You know, you're the fifth person to say that to me this week.
What?
You hang out with great people.
I for sure hang out with great people.
That was such a fun conversation. And with Stassi, like, watch this space, check out our Instagram and her Instagram. We have a lot more fun, collaborative things coming up with Stassi. Love chatting with her.
Yes, that was such a fun time. I really enjoyed that whole interview. Just a bucket of laughs, a barrel
Yes.
of fun.
It's great to find another simmer that, you know, you start with. You know, just nice, pleasant, light conversations that you're meant to be on and end with Sim death, you know?
Sim death and boob sweat.
It's all you need.
All you need.
But we
Alrighty.
have some more thoughts and feelings, right? We wanted to dive into a little bit more about cottage living as well.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk a little bit about the town? I'm really excited. It's not an American world, you know? We got a Japanese-themed world with Snowy Escape, and this one is an English-themed world, which I'm sure you have lots of things to tell us about.
Yeah, I am grew up in London, so more of a city girl than where this is based on. But according to, I think it was Harry, CC creator Harry, who has also built for this expansion pack. She's an incredible
I'm
builder,
so
incredible
excited.
CC creator. You're so excited. She did say that the brief that she was given was that the world was based on the Cotswolds, which is just an area of like immense natural beauty, small town kind of feel. If you're going to sum it up in one word, it would probably be cottage, right? So I think
Truly
this is
never
great.
heard of that place. I thought
Oh,
it was
good.
based on the Lake District because I'm stupid.
I don't think that makes you stupid. It just makes you American.
What's the difference? And all our American listeners have clicked off. Anyway, I'm excited to see a more, European feel. I love places that aren't America. The Sims has always been a very American game, which, the developers are out of California. Of course, they're going to make an American game because it's coming out of America. But I love seeing the inclusion of different worlds and different countries all coming together to make such a diverse game.
Completely agree. Completely agree. And, just in general, when I think of The Sims 4, I think they have made an effort to give simmers like different worlds. I think about the ones that we have at the moment, and there is a good variety there. I love that they're still expanding on that. This actually, I don't, I'm excited for the world. I love it. It is our third European-inspired world in The Sims 4. So you had Windenburg, and then you have
Brightchester.
Brightchester, and now we're going to have this world. Have they announced the name of this world yet?
Henford on Bagley.
Yes. Okay. Hempstead on
Because we
Bagley.
got, not we specifically, but a lot of the Game Changers got that postcard
Yes. You're
from
so
Henford on
right. You're
Bagley.
so right. Yeah. We knew the name of the town before we knew the pack.
Yes, that is true. I, as an American, I've only lived in America my whole life. I'm excited for the, English countryside. I would like to see some more diversity in our worlds. If we are continuing to get new worlds, I would love to do, a lot of different places for my Sims to live. But I think we're headed in the right direction.
Yes, and this world, it does feel different to Windenburg and Brightchester as well. And actually, to me, the only world that I could really like akin it to is probably somewhere like Willow Creek. It has that sort of small town vibe, but again, that's obviously very American, and this is like a different kind of small town. I love that. I think that there's definitely space and room for this world. I'm super excited for it. It looks adorable. The natural beauty. I loved, and we have talked about this already, but the marketing of this trailer in particular has been wonderful. Like it, I'm so excited for the pack, and I think it's partly because of this trailer. But just following the little bunny around and like taking in all the natural world, it pulled me in a time that we have been locked inside our houses for over a year to see
Yes.
all this natural beauty. I think it's exactly the same reason that Animal Crossing resonated with so many people at the start of the pandemic too. It's like just a novelty to be out exploring nature.
Yes, and I'm really excited to explore all the natural parts of the new pack. As we have stated in our first episode, my traits, I am a loves the outdoor sim. So I love, just creeping around, looking in the nooks and crannies, seeing what creeping around. Leave me alone. Creeping around, seeing all the nooks and crannies. I'm excited to go hunt for mushrooms. I'm excited to kind of live out my food foraging dreams. And I'm excited to take a look into farming.
Yes.
So
That
that's how
was a
you do a
great segue.
segue.
Snaps for Melissa.
Thank you. If you, when you listen to, not if, when you listen to our interview with Jen, you will see that Amy is not the best at segues. So I'm just showing her how it's done.
The best or the worst, there's so much overlap, okay? I get us where we need to go.
True. Back on farming.
Yeah,
So,
farming, I mean, I can't remember a time that people haven't been asking for it anymore. You know what I mean? People
we're
wanted it in
clamoring.
three. You got it a little bit in the store. I never purchased And I think I've said that on this podcast before, but just to reiterate, I never had the farming add-ons from the Sims 3 store. They looked great and fun, and it looks like a lot of what is coming in this pack has been very much inspired yes. by what was available for the Sims 3 store. The chickens look very similar. It seems that we have that evil chicken again, because in the trailer, one woman was getting in a bit of a kerfuffle with one. Yeah, I
and
love
that is actually stemming from The Sims 2 for console. You had that evil chicken that you would play chess with.
Yes.
Look forward to our episode on the history of The Sims for a little bit more on The Sims on console.
Oh, look at you, saying
plug. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm excited for the cows. I love the, like, you feed them and then they'll give you different milk types.
Yes.
I'm excited for some chalky milk.
Oh, why are you saying the weirdest things this time?
I'm very tired. I need another coffee. So I'm just spouting memes at this point.
No, but again, I think that was also a Sims 3 thing, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what you gave your cow, they gave you different kinds of milks and different like flavors and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm interested to see what's different and what's new about it, because while we love to see fan favorites return, it's always a little bit of a bummer to feel like things are just updated for fall, you know?
Yeah, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. So to look at some of the new stuff, let's talk about llamas.
Love it.
We've never had llamas in The Sims. We've had
such a long-running joke.
We've had hints of the llamas, you know, Verbitz.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that right. I don't. Yeah. I haven't played The Sims 2 University very much.
No, that was great. I think you did a wonderful job. You actually spoke Simlish on the Speaking Simlish pod.
We speak Simlish every time we say susul.
God, Melissa. Just bringing me down today. What's you know how it's hanger when you're hungry and you get angry? What is it when you lack caffeine? Kangry?
Maybe. but yeah, super excited to do llama things. I don't know what they're gonna, I think they give you like fur.
Yeah, wool.
Wool, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's gonna play into the cross stitching.
Maybe. I know they definitely said it was gonna play into the nifty knitting pack.
Is it really?
For that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's exciting. I didn't know that. That's very exciting. I love pack integration.
Yep.
That makes my heart flutter.
Yes.
So yeah, that's exciting. I'm also excited to see like the difference between cross stitching and knitting. And again, I love Plopsy. I love like looking on there and seeing what's up for sale. So I'm excited to hopefully see some cross stitching products
mm-hmm.
in addition to the knitting products, in addition to the stuff you get from Outdoor Retreat and like candles and stuff.
Yeah, I must admit, I am excited for this pack, don't get me wrong, but even the concept of cross stitching, I'm like, I really hope that they differentiate it from the knitting.
Same.
There's a couple of things that we've talked about thus far where I'm like, I hope, like I have hope for the things, like I just hope that they do it right and I hope they do it well, because a lot of what we've said kind of feed into an overlay with a lot of the other packs, and actually, you know, usually I'm like, that's a great thing. Like, I love it. Like, I really want to learn more about how these farm animals, to bring it back around to that farming concept mm-hmm. as well, like, how do the farm animals interact with cats and dogs? Do they have special interactions? What happens when a cat sees a rabbit? Like,
do they interact? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That will be interesting to see.
And some people are really annoyed about this, but I personally don't find this annoying because mm-hmm. I'm used to it from The Sims 3, where if you buy this in a certain amount of time, you get access to 3 new items.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. So what I like about it is you have until September 2nd, 2021 mm-hmm. to purchase the pack and get these items.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not asking you to pre-order the pack to get these, which, you know, if I find a lot of times if you pre-order something, that's kind of putting a little too much faith into it because it may come out unfinished. I haven't pre-ordered anything for The Sims 4, I don't think, because I've seen a lot of empty promises. Mm-hmm. I will probably pre-order Cottage Living just because of the podcast. I want to be able to just have it so that we can do a review look out for our cottage living review coming to a podcatcher near you. But for this time, you don't have to have that kind of rush to get those exclusive items.
Right.
So,
and let's recap what those exclusive items are real quick. So it's the Scenic Commuting Bicycle.
Which is a really cute bike with a basket on it.
Yes, very cute. And they've mentioned that there's a lot of things for kids this time around. And I'm just really hoping they're adding, like, the ability to ride a bike as a child in this. And I know that's probably putting way too much hope into this pack.
I don't understand why kids can't ride bikes.
That is
such a quintessential part of childhood.
Yes.
Is learning how to ride a bike. That is that your first little bit of independence and freedom is being able to get on your bike and go for a ride around the block.
Yep.
Without your parents, you know, maybe with your friends. But I think, especially because child Sims do seem very independent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play with them very often, so I'm speaking out of my ass. But giving them bikes to have a little bit more of that independence, I just think it would be really cute to see your little child Sims riding around the block in Willow Creek.
Yes. And, you know, really my hope is that there would be an interaction similar to the Sims 3 Generations where you taught your teens how to drive, that you could teach your kid how to ride a bicycle. And
that would be
that's
adorable.
Way too much. Like, I know that they would never add that in. Like, we're asking for the moon, it feels like, just having the animations for a child riding a bicycle. But that's my hope. I'm building it up only to be knocked down, but that's my hope for this pack.
You know, I'll take children riding bikes and then I will just get a pose player and do a pose of an adult teaching my child to ride a bike.
Yes. Agreed. And then the next object that you get is the Onward, the Adventurous Gnome.
Which is
I don't have much to say about that. Do you?
It's a gnome riding a chicken. I don't care for gnomes in The Sims 4. I found in The Sims 3 they were very game breaking if you had too many, and so I always just deleted them for the 1,000 simoleons.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really use them in The Sims 4, even though they're just decorative.
Yep.
It's a gnome. We've always had gnomes in The Sims, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's cute. It's cute. Yeah. It's riding a chicken. It's cute.
We said cute at the same time. It's cute.
Yeah. I don't have any more thoughts. It's cute. Whatever.
Yeah, no thoughts, just vibes with Onward the Adventurous Gnome. And then the final, not pre-order, but buying in that certain time frame exclusive, is the Bramblewood's Delightful Tree.
Yeah, so this is a tree. It's reminiscent of the one you got in movie Hangout Stuff with all of the lights. But this one has some, like, ivy growing up it. I can't make the picture any bigger from what I'm looking at. But I'm seeing maybe some mushrooms and a little, like, fairy door. And that's fairy, like, I'm not saying that fairies are coming. I know I know people have been clamoring for fairies in this pack. Yeah. I don't know.
They said no.
No fairies.
Yeah.
But, like, fairy as, like, a little tiny creature. You know, you make fairy houses as a child. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's really cute. I do see people they're gonna get mad. That, you know, you can't become a fairy and go into the little house in the tree. Mm-hmm. Like you could in Sims 3 with the fairies.
Yeah, I agree. And these three things, I will buy it in this time frame. They're great to have. I'm used to this from The Sims 3. I often pre-ordered packs to get the exclusives. It was often builds. So I remember pre-ordering the Pets expansion in 3 gave you like a little store.
Yeah, you got the pet store.
Yes. And then for Supernatural, didn't you get like an elixir store or something like that for pre-ordering? I think that's what you got for that. And that's fine. I feel like this is better because it gives you a time frame in which to get a paycheck or what have you that would enable you to buy this if it's something that you want. And I also don't think losing out on a bike, a tree, or a gnome is going to be like, ugh, if you decide to wait for a sale.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing that's going to happen. Also, you have that time to watch people review the game so you can see if you really want it in your game.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that you can make an informed decision without losing out on the special add-on bonus.
Yep, I completely agree. So all in all, I think you know, from our conversation with the wonderful Stassi, there's a lot of good vibes for this pack. We have a lot of high hopes, and, you know, we're just going to continue to wait and hear. They feel like they announced it a really long period of time before release. So I actually feel like some of my momentum and some of my joy over it has kind of plateaued. So I'm just looking forward to hearing more about it, really.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the eventual live stream that they'll do. And of course, we'll cover the live stream in another news flash. We'll talk about what we saw, what we're excited for, what we're worried about. You know, look out
always
for that.
Worries.
Always worries. Look out for that on a podcatcher near you when it comes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think our final little tidbit for the news flash actually is something that was announced just this week. And for the Speaking Simlish pod, you know, we were pinging back and forth, like, they've just released something in Simlish.
So we should probably talk about it because we speak Simlish, supposedly.
But it was announced that it's an in-game festival.
Yeah.
It's coming from the 29th for 1 week, and every in-game, and this is something I really had to read to, like, wrap my brain around, every in-game Sunday, you can travel to the Magnolia Blossom Park in Willow Creek, and in one of the non-editable areas of that section, that little neighborhood, mm-hmm. there will be a music festival with tents, kiosks, vendors, that kind of thing.
So before we get into my reactions, I do want to say what the lineup is. So we have Bebe Rexha, we have Glass Animals, and Joy Aladokun. I hope I pronounced that right. So I'm not very familiar with any of these artists. And I was telling you beforehand that I don't think I'm going to have time to jump in game to see any of this. Just because I do have a day job. Cries in Worker Bee. Mm-hmm. And I don't have much time in the evenings to play Sims, but I am excited to see, like, what people post about it. I do hope that I will have some time to jump in and, like, see the festival, even just for, like, a moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the idea of these in-game events.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wish that they were out longer.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who have some time constraints that we can't play during the week. And this is coming out the week of the American Independence Day, July 4th. So I think they were thinking that a lot of people are going to be home and maybe have some time to jump in game to see this festival.
Yeah. I'm hoping to jump in anyway, despite the work week and all of that. And like you said, cries in proletariat, right? But I'm interested to see how it will function. I'm assuming it's going to be very much like the festivals that we have in game already. They also function in the non-editable sections of right. neighborhoods. You know, any of the city living ones, the ones that came with Snowy Escape as well, they all sort of happen in like the square almost of wherever little neighborhood section that you're loading into. Mm-hmm. I've had quite a few glitches with those previously where things don't disappear as they should do. So I'm hoping they've done a lot of testing and rolled this out in a really, honestly, after Dream Home Decorator, just like, please test it, you know?
Right.
Make sure that it's working, especially because it's just for that 1 week time period. We want to make sure it goes as smoothly as possible. The worst thing would be to have to patch your game several times in a 1 week period just to get this forced addition.
Yeah.
This is not something we're opting into purchasing like Snowy Escape or City Living, where those festivals came with packs that we purchased. This is something all simmers are going to have to go through. So yeah, I'm just really interested to see how they pull it off.
Yeah, and I'm assuming since it is starting on a Tuesday, Tuesdays normally are patch day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume that on Tuesday with the patch, we're going to get this festival. So you can opt out of it. You'll have to opt out of the patch. I don't know off the top of my head how you do that. I know it is possible, however, but you know, it's cute. It's a cute concept. I'm hoping it goes off without a hitch.
Me too.
You know, nothing but good vibes for the 29th. Hopefully it all goes smoothly and we don't have a massive fire of Sims breaking
bugs. And yeah, I get you. Yeah, and you know what, it's a very fitting event to happen in the Summer of Sims as well. So it makes perfect sense to me. We'll definitely chat about it once it's over. So again, make sure you're checking our gram and the podcast feed. Turn on your notifications. We'll definitely be chatting about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that about wraps things up. Do you have any final thoughts for this newsflash?
No thoughts, just vibes. Good vibes. Thank you to Stassi J for taking the time to sit with us and just talk about her feelings on cottage living. Really thrilled to have her on. And again, watch out for some future collabs on that one.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, that is Stassi J Sims 4, Stassij Sims 4. She's on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr, and hopefully coming to a YouTube near you.
Woo!
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, and you can please rate, review, and subscribe to us, Speaking Simlish. You can follow us on Instagram at Speaking Simlish Pod.
On Twitter at Speak Simlish Pod.
Or you can email us and, you know, please email us any questions, any comments. If you have an idea for what you'd like to hear from us, reach out to us at speakingsimlishpod@gmail.com.
And we've been Speaking Simlish.
And until next time, stay simmin. And then if you'll just count me in, I'll go ahead and do the susul.
Okay, I can do the susul.
Leave me alone. I need a coffee.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.